You're now tuned into the Fully Booked Podcast with Mace, French, and Pox. Enjoy the listen. Where to go? Tell me where to go. Use my inner voice. Tell me where to go. Tell me where to go.
Alright. A 2011 study conducted by a team of social scientists at the University of Canberra in Australia concluded that having a job we hate is as bad for our health and sometimes worse than not having a job at all. That's on page 33 as well. If you could write your own paycheck per annum within reason to do to the company, but it's the worst job you can think of doing, would you do it? Two-part question. What would you pay yourselves and what would the job be?
Wow, that's more than two parts.
There are three parts then. Or three of them.
So, first I got to give a description of what the worst job I would... I can write my own paycheck, but then it's the, within reason, but then it's the worst job for... that's off on the spot, man. You say within reason, but... All right, cool.
But it could be within reason, but it could be to say for any industry, it could be the top company in that industry. So just you can be thinking millions, put it that way.
Sorry, if I've understood the question well, like basically what job would you give yourself and what paycheck would you give yourself?
Yeah, the worst job.
The worst?
Yeah, I thought you got the question.
No. So if I understood the question, that's what I said. You weren't listening. if I understood the question. Okay, what's the worst job? And what
do you want me to read out the question again?
You can do.
Do you want me to?
Yes, please.
Stop not flirting up in there. Pause.
Of course, for P. He wants the question again, so let's have it out. If you could write your own paycheck per annum within reason to the company, but it's the worst job you could think of doing, would you do it? And the second and third part is, what would you pay yourselves and what would the job be?
So can you give an example? I mean, because I don't understand the question. That is in the worst.
Whatever you think the worst job could be.
What would be the worst thing you could imagine doing as a job?
All right. As an example, a pet food taster.
Okay.
Does that exist?
Yeah.
Humans taste pet
food? Yeah, I looked it up. Yeah, that's the one I would choose. That would be the worst job I would choose.
That must run your belly daily.
But this is what I'm saying. You can pick your paycheck. So
I heard that was detrimental. How long are you going to live off that paycheck?
If you just say, this was my thought process when I picked it out of the list.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's gonna. You'd think it would run your belly, but apparently, for when you eat pet food, it should be good enough that humans can still eat it. So technically it shouldn't, but I think psychologically it'll probably run my belly anyway. So if I'm gonna do that, I'll be like, I'm not gonna do anything social for a whole year, collect that one paycheck and I'm out.
And you're out.
I'll pay myself a very handsome price.
A very handsome fee, should I say.
So yeah, that's my example. Do you want me to say out a list of jobs, because you lot are struggling at the moment?
Do you know what it is? I think the struggle I'm having is what can I think of that people do that I would absolutely hate to do? Like, I don't know, like someone who works in a morgue, for instance. I don't know.
That could be one of them. All right, so the 30 worst jobs in the world. Number one, telemarketer. Number two, cleaner. Number three, trucker.
I don't think trucker's that bad. It's a lot of alone time, man.
That's what they say. Yeah. That's part of the problem.
Yeah. Okay.
They say it's one of the most dangerous jobs in the world.
Wow.
And some say it's considered a dead end profession because there's no progress and development.
Yeah.
Number four, soldier. Number five, social worker. Number six, customer service advisor. Number seven, miner. Number eight, number eight, slaughterhouse worker. Number nine, a promotional mascot. A traffic warden. Pet food taster, as I mentioned. Portable toilet cleaner.
That's definitely in there.
Roadkill collector, animal masturbator.
What? Yeah. Is that like milking cows?
Yeah, any from animals that need fertilization. Yeah, but it's got a picture of a cow and a dude, so yeah, I guess so. Sewer cleaner, crime scene cleaner, fast food cook, a broadcaster, paint dry watcher, that's an actual job, the Queen's Guard, pest control officer, a logger, taxi driver, retail sales associate, odor tester, animal inseminator, dead fish harvester, podiatry technician, a roofer, and the last one is animal urine collector.
What?
I'm actually quite surprised with quite a few of those, because I wouldn't have thought there were in the list. I would have thought there was like definitely worse jobs out there. Certainly the first few that you mentioned anyway, and then I...
So think of what if you can think of something worse, then
the two or three that stuck out for me, because some of them I can't even take serious, but the two or three that I know people do, for instance, something to do with pest control, something to do with cleaner, because I've seen some of them homes and hoarders and all the rest of it. But I think for me, something, I'm trying to think of a job which involves the cold, being out in the cold, like, you know, a man that might go out at 4 a.m. fishing or something like that to go and catch fish in the English Channel or so. I don't know. Anything to do with snow, ice, cold, water, not for me. But I'm trying to think of a specific job that involves doing that daily. Do you get what I'm saying?
So they had the, what was it, dead fish harvester.
Is that going out to sea and any dead fish scooping them up?
Yeah, but I guess in the sea, by the beaches and wherever else fish be rolling around.
Yeah. That, anything to do with pest control, mice, rats, and then sewer. It's got in the sewers, yuck. But that's what I'm saying. I'm looking to pay myself big bucks. Because if someone said to me, right, go and do this for a year or two and then you don't have to work again for your life, I can see long term. Like, I don't see short. I can see long term anyway. So sure. I will do that. I will say, do you know what? I'll have to, if I need to go see a hypnosis or psychotherapist to get myself over this phobia or fear or whatever it is, I will do it, because I know for 2 years I'm doing this and then I'm out this game.
Mm.
Yeah, 100%. I think I could do any of those if someone said to me, you're out the game after 18 months, 24 months. I could do any of them. Someone put me to the test. Someone out there, come and scoop me up, pay me handsomely and put me to the test. And then the challenge is, if I pass the test, you pay me and I'm out the game. Yeah? Imagine if someone comes now. I'll do any of those for 2 years. As long as I've got the right safety equipment and safety harness.
Out of the 30 that I mentioned.
Pick one. Mm. Let's say the cleaner. You're cleaning the property, like cleaning.
Yeah.
Like a cleaner.
One on there was what I do, was drive for a living, like a taxi driver. And so you said to put a figure on it as well. I couldn't really think of a figure of a minus, actually, but one thing today that kind of like got me thinking.
Is that the worst job you could think of doing?
Probably not, but I don't think that a dog handler, working in a zoo. So I say this because I don't like they're dangerous.
I know you don't like dogs. Definitely don't like dogs.
Yeah, trust them. Yeah, don't trust them.
P moves mad with a dog.
I don't trust no dog, man. It'd be things of that nature, really. You know what I mean? Yeah, don't try. Yeah, I watch enough animal programs, seeing them moving mad. Yeah, don't need to be trusting them. An animal's going to start acting like an animal at some given point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So would you do it if you could choose your own pay?
I don't even know. I don't know. I mean, so I'm just going with the way I'm wired. I just like... Or now, or even at the moment, like then, or even now, is
so. If you could go, if I said to you, "All right, cool, you have to go and clean the bear or the giraffe section in the zoo for a whole year, and you can write your own check,"
I'm doing it. Sorry,
not to, it's, yeah, it's for yeah. P.
So no, the reason why, so I'm going around no houses in regards to this. I just think there's loads of opportunities where people can write their own checks.
Okay, so you're not answering the question though. I'm giving you a hypothetical scenario.
So, working with the Bears.
Oh, God. I just made it so hard.
Have you not seen what Bears do? I don't watch enough Bear programs. Oh. With Bears. No. No, peace of mind.
So if I said to you, all right, I'm going to give you, let's just say 7 figures for the year, like, so 1 mil. Oi. A 1 mil for the 1 year per annum. You could have to work. You have to work in the zoo though and clean the giraffes and the bears and all them thing there, all their shit and that.
I'm doing it.
I'm not asking you. I know where you stand.
Let me get you, P.
Giraffes. No problem. I'm very.
I said all the animals.
No. Not working with no fucking lion. Not working with a tiger.
What about, is your safety guaranteed?
Of course.
Guaranteed, that's different. Safety guaranteed. But how often is your safety guaranteed? I watched something yesterday. Where a man's, basically an alligator or a crocodile bit the man's hand and he had to do the death roll with the, what do you call it, with that crocodile alligator, and then a guy from the public had to come round, sit on the crocodile and eventually help him to get free. I ain't fucking working with no fucking crocodile, no chance.
Have you seen any crocodiles in the zoo?
Yeah, they're in the zoo.
Are they? I've definitely never seen a crocodile in the zoo.
It's, yeah.
Alright, well, you won't have to clean this.
If it's not a dangerous animal, then I've got a problem with it.
Jeez, hard work.
Would
hard.
You?
Yes.
Fuck it.
Yes, I said yes from the jump. Alright, according to a Gallup poll conducted in 2013 called State of the American Workplace, when our bosses completely ignore us, 40% of us actively disengage from our work. If our bosses criticize us on a regular basis, 22 of us actively disengage. Meaning, if we get criticized, we are actually not more engaged simply because we feel at least someone is acknowledging that we exist. Mm. And if our bosses recognize just one of our strengths and reward us for doing what we're good at, only 1% of us actively disengage from the work we're expected to do. It's on page 34. Have you experienced receiving a positive review or acknowledgement from senior staff or the boss,
yeah,
which has made you want to stay on or work any harder?
I can't think of what it was, but yeah, I've definitely received like positive reinforcement in regards to the work that I've done. And I think it generally just makes you feel happy or makes you feel valued.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I agree with
what Pock said. Same thing. I've experienced where like I've had what did I have in like December? Something like something funny, but it was like put a number of people copied into the email, and it was like, okay, like you're the man kind of thing. Like that's yeah, because I was doing my job, but it just so happened that like this was a good thing or whatever. Yeah. I got like a reward, like a little, I think like £10 gift vouchers. Spend at Wagamama's, £20, something like that. Spend at Wagamama's, something like that.
Mm.
So yeah, I've experienced it.
Yeah. Did it, after you experienced it, did it make you want to keep putting in effort. Extra effort or?
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
It did. Yeah, you just feel appreciated at that moment. You feel valued. It's like, yeah. But then by the same token, it's like, I don't know how to explain. It's like, this benefits you. So it's like, this is why you're showing your appreciation. Actually, I'm doing shit all year round that like, it's just going under the radar kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all part of the job, I guess.
What about you, PC? When you had that moment, did it make you want to stay on or work any harder after you received the acknowledgement?
I guess so. I think you want to kind of like keep that level of attainment. I don't know if that's the right word, but yeah, just keep up that level of work. I don't know how often, I don't know how long it lasts for, but I mean, certainly at that moment in time, you want to, you don't want to let that person down in some respect, you know what I mean? I think.
Okay. Those who feel they have more control, who feel more empowered to make decisions instead of waiting for approval, suffer less stress. Those only doing as they are told are always forced to follow the rules, are the ones who suffer the most. Our feelings of control, stress, and our ability to perform at our best are all directly tied to how safe we feel in our organizations. Feeling unsafe around those we expect to feel safe, those in our tribes, work is the modern version of the tribe. Fundamentally violates the laws of nature and how we are designed to live. That's on page 37. Mm. Would you consider yourself a toe-the-line or a rule-breaker? And what side do you lean more to and why?
At work, or are you talking about generally speaking?
And at work. Could be, you could do both at work and outside of work.
So go on.
Yeah, I was gonna say at work, I generally toe the line. I just like I as I've got older, I've definitely grasped the opinion more. Don't bite the hand that feeds you, kind of thing.
Mm.
So I try and be as much by the book as possible. Outside of work, the odd kind of hustle here and there, as long as it don't harm no one, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, bruv. The government is hustling us daily. Big boy hustles.
For your neck, boy.
big boy hustles, bro. Like, so the odd little, do you know what I mean? A little drink here and there, man. Just F these ends, man. Do you know what I'm saying? No, honestly, like, so if I can never begrudge a man or a woman who's out here who just wants to make a little drink, because I know already that we getting, you know what I mean? We really getting, really, the pressures are real. Do you know what I'm saying? And they don't want you to win. Honestly, they don't want you to win, bro. You make more money, you do this, you want more, they want more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you get what I'm saying? Took the what and left the what, you know what I'm saying? Trust me, bro. They don't want, any which way, what you got, I want. Do you get what I'm saying? So I don't begrudge a little hustle here and there, do you know what I'm saying? Nah, man. Whatever you need to do to make it work, make it work. As long as you're not killing no one or whatever, you get me?
Work, toe the line. And so what's the other phrase? I know what you meant, though.
Rule breaker.
Yeah, I think I'm not a major rule. I'm not rule breaker as in I'm breaking laws. But I mean, generally speaking, yeah, I push boundaries. I think just for myself, I think in order to... Yeah, I just like, yeah, push boundaries. I like to push boundaries, you know what I mean? Not by way of harming anybody, but like, yeah, push boundaries.
Mm.
Yeah, again, at work, I don't want anyone to bother me. I mean, got enough people bothering me when I'm just, you know, doing my job. Do you know what I'm saying? So like, if you're not doing your job, then more pressure comes on you. Do you know what I'm saying? So outside of work, even like in regards to, like when you're beginning something, I guess that you're, yeah, there are. Oh, so we're talking about regulation. I think it was yesterday when we're talking about crypto and stuff like that. You know, and people take the piss. Yeah, people take the piss because they can take the piss, and it can actually help them, you know, go further along in some respect. And I'm not saying I'm taking the piss, but like, I guess if you haven't got enough resources, sometimes you like. Oh, yeah, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. You just kind of like, okay, how can I extend or push the boundary with this in order to get further ahead and all that type of stuff. I don't know if it made any sense, actually, because I haven't said what I wanted to say. But yeah.
To say what you wanted to say.
No, I don't think I've articulated myself very well in regards to what I wanted to say. I guess like with limited resources, I try to get as much done as possible. Do you know what I mean? Whereas at work, I'm just happy just to do what I need to be doing. I'm not doing any less. I'm doing what I need to be doing as such. I don't want to say I'm not doing any more. Generally speaking, I go above and beyond, actually. But
okay. I'll probably sit in the middle where I can toe the line, but I'm also bending the rules. So I can fit in this paradigm of the perspective of, oh, you're toeing the line, but I'll bend the rule to make it work for me. Sometimes do I break a rule? Maybe one or two here and there once upon a time. But in general, I try and swerve the line of toeing the line and being a rule breaker. And I think, yeah, the second, this, I'd probably say, it's, yeah, the question I did say was, what side do you lean to more and why? I'll probably lean to rule breaker. I guess once upon a time, I would have definitely said a rule breaker. Now, no, I don't break any laws. But like, for me, it was just the reason why it was just because you feel less confined to not follow follow the, I would say contradictions, but some of the rules that are put in place are there to keep you in a box and keep you in a set way of thinking, a set way of living, a set way of doing things, and a set way of looking at the world. So being able to break out of it and look at it from a different perspective was always something I've done. And that could be in work as well. That doesn't just mean outside of work. It could be in work as well. But yeah, that's probably the side I'd lean to more.
Cool.
That a third of all employees want to leave their jobs, but don't tell us two things. One, it says that an uncomfortably high number of people rather be working elsewhere, and two, that they see no other option to improve how they feel about their jobs beyond quitting. That's on page 37 as well. Have you had a conflict with co-workers, and how was it resolved?
I've had many a conflict in my time.
Okay.
Work world. I've had conflicts where literally it was like, let's go outside.
Oh, for real?
Like, not recently, I'm talking about years ago.
Yeah, you were.
Like, literally, it's been... I've had a conflict where we've actually gone outside and we've blown each other.
Whoa.
You come from a family, man. Yo, you got kids, man.
Whoa, you blow what?
Whoa, that's probably the worst one yet we've had. What kind of fight was that?
No hands.
Like, yeah, it was one. I don't even, like one person. I can't. Even, it's hard to even say this story without pausing me. But one person basically, like, they come up to me aggressive. Like, this was years ago. They come up to me aggressive, and they were like, they literally were like, "Yo, bro, let me chat to you. Let me chat to you outside." Mm. Like, literally aggressive. Like, this guy was from, he had a South mentality, innit? Mm. So he's from South, but he used to work in West.
Yeah.
So. Hey, bro, let me chat to you quick. Come outside. So I was thinking, what do you mean, come outside? Mm. Anyway, he goes, bro, let me chat to you. Come outside. I'm coming outside. Like, do you know what I'm saying? I'm coming outside.
I'll let it slide. I'm not even gonna.
But I said, fuck, I'm coming outside. But I thought, that I was, in my head, I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying? I actually wanted to know what the hell's going on.
Mm.
So what's going on? And he was like, "Wait, like chatting shit about me, blah blah." Honest to God, I don't even know to this day. Someone's made something up and given him this information. Either that, or there's another person with my name that, and he's got the two wrong. Bruv, I couldn't believe it. Like, the man's like, "Right, try shit on my name. I know it was you. I was like, "Who has told you this information?" And I don't even know what they've told you, because you're not making any sense. You know when someone's so angry, they're not making no sense.
Mm.
Bruv, the man like literally put his hand out and hit man, bruv, in my face.
Oh, for real?
So instantly he got one back. Mm. But then it's like, because you know when someone's fired up, but you're not, because you actually don't know what's going on. So he's so enraged, he's ready to go. Mm. I'm not in that mode because I'm, what the, so I've blown it.
We understand.
Given him one back, but then held him. Do you know what I'm saying? I've held him like that.
You aggressive with it, huh? So you one of those.
Well, why are you sounding like you American?
No idea where that accent's come from.
So you one of those.
Do I turn American all of a sudden?
Bruv, I've just held him. And I said, bruv, what are you going on about? Like, what are you talking about? Like, what, like, I don't understand. Yeah, you've been changed. I said,
tell me the person or bring them to me and let's see who's been chatting what. I don't even know. I said, I have no idea what you're going on about.
Yeah.
But I've long story short, the guy apologised to me, innit? Like, next time he said, sorry, he said, blah, blah, sorry, I lost it, blah, 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 blah. For, to this day, I don't know who said what about me or who said what to him about what I've said. But he's literally just apologised to me. As I said, I don't even know, but I don't care. But I've had things like that where you're talking about, it's gone to that level. Yeah. There's been other levels where it's just been a heated discussion. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Of conflict. Was it, what would I, how have I gone about resolving them?
Yeah, how is it resolved?
Well, this one was obviously like, I had to restrain the guy. Do you get what I'm saying? I had to literally hold him because he actually wanted to rock in a flipping, in my
uniform.
And I don't even know what it's over. I'm not going to fight. Anyway, this is dumb. It was just dumb. Whereas other times it's like, usually you have to wait for the dust to settle. If you're having a heated kind of a conflicting debate, for lack of a better term, then you just have to wait for it to, for the dust to settle. From my side anyway. I don't really get heated up like that anymore. Anyway, like it takes a lot. I can't remember the last time I really got enraged. Do you get what I'm saying? But yeah, before maybe I would have. And it's just, it's literally just, it's literally just like waiting for the dust to settle. If that makes, for me anyway. And then you can just have that conversation after, once the dust is settled.
In school, I don't think so. Like, I was generally quiet. I was just like calm in school. So, no, in school, football, definitely. Yeah, like definitely I've had like issues with people. It's funny actually, because for a very long time, again, I didn't talk to people, but I didn't have, the conversations didn't stretch that far that there will be an issue over a subject as such, you know what I mean? So I guess issues of that nature only grew and developed when I had an invested interest in terms of I was co-owner, you know what I mean? And you're discussing this with your other directors, et cetera, et cetera. And there might be issues of that nature. Blows? No. Well, at least I have a few in it, but no, it never came to fisticuffs or anything along those lines. But he's the one holding no one down, but no, it never came to that. No, like, yeah, like arguing or that type of stuff. Yeah. But even then, like, I'm sure I've had arguments where I've lost control, but I guess in some respects you want to be measured as well. I've never been like, yeah, just shouting for the sake of just shouting and such, you know what I mean? I guess there's been a reason why, like, we're disputing something. Whether all of those disputes have been, I don't know, handled well is another matter, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. No, not all of them, no. Yeah. And yourself?
Yeah, I was going to say that before, I'll answer, but how was they resolved? If they was resolved.
But a few of them, I guess the dust settles and... Like one of them, like, relationship dissolved in terms of business dissolved. And the others, I would say maybe someone has played the middleman, as in to giving their point of view, and we've had to, there's like, you accept what that neutral person in some respect is saying. Well, the dust has settled and you've just kind of like calmed down, or it's over, you both said your piece.
Actually, I've got a good example, and it's not related to me, but it's related, like I saw witness to this. So there was actually a, I'm trying to think of anyone from my workplace listening to this podcast. I don't think they do. But anyway, I'm not going to say any names. Doesn't matter. There was a meeting, which was held on an online platform. Yeah, a work related meeting, and there was a guest speaker who's a quite high up and influential person within the business. It got to the point like, does anyone have any questions? Blah blah blah, and a certain, like, one of the people was just like, who kind of was kind of, let's say, like, leading the kind of asking and leading the kind of like, okay, who's got a question next, leading that aspect of saying, you know, we're short of time, blah blah. They kind of made a comment to say like, yeah, we have to be quick with questions, blah blah blah. And then someone else basically said, remember, there's like 20 people on this platform. Someone else kind of said, yeah. And basically, what I've come to find out is, and these two people are more senior than me, but they're on the same level. Mm. What I came to find out was actually a complaint was made higher up the chain because of, well, just the way we were spoken to, but in fact, and the fact it was in front of so many people, in fact, it was in front of someone who's, and that person, how this was resolved was that particular person that the complaint got made to had to be, not counselling. What's it called when you sometimes you sit around a table and yeah. So that was how that
okay
conflict got resolved.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
I've had conflicts with co-workers before. One particular one, I was gonna not gonna say what I was gonna do, but yeah, we we had words. I'll put it that way. We had words, and the person was in no position to have words. And yeah, I think at the time, yeah, it didn't escalate anywhere, because if it did, then I probably would have got the worst of it. Because it wasn't that time for him still. But he was running his yap. But either way, it was basically eventually just like, you stay in your corner, I'll stay in my corner, and just get on with the work that needs to be got on with. And yeah, just kept it moving, to be honest with you. It wasn't a job that I was like, I need to keep this job, so let me be on my best behaviour. It was whatever. And I was essentially in the right anyway. As far from my perspective, I'll say I was in the right, but it wasn't like there was no other staff that really needed to get involved. Obviously, you got people that was trying to be the in-between, but it wasn't no like senior staff that got involved or anything like that. No management was involved. So yeah, it was just a case of, yeah, you stay over there. You ain't got to have a conversation. Just do what you need to do. I'll do what I need to do and just keep it pushing. You're going to push?
Yeah.
There was another situation when I was in the school. And I can't even call it a conflict, but like, she was leaving her particular role, and funny enough, I was gonna take her role, but I didn't even know at the time they was doing interviews and stuff. But at the time, I was new into this school, and her role was on paper, or what the staff perceived it, she would have been a bit higher up in that particular role and we would have been slightly lower. But I didn't really see it like that, but either way, this is how perceptions are made. So
got something similar.
So she said something to me in a way like she tried to say it in a jokey way, but I just weren't having it, so I hotted her up on the spot, like instantly. Don't care who was there, don't care who was around, I let her know, don't address me like that. Like, don't do it. You could talk to everyone else. Like, obviously, I'm still new in the school relatively, but I'm coming from a different environment. Don't talk to me like that. I'm not going to have it. And she's actually seen a ghost. She just turned white. And yeah, it's like later on, I think she apologised and whatever, whatnot. But yeah, I had to put my foot down in that regards, because it just, for me personally, it wasn't on. I wouldn't talk to her like that, so I'm definitely not going to accept her speaking to me like that. And she may have said it in such a way that she thought she was joking and stuff, but I just didn't see it as a joke. It just wasn't my kind of banter. It wasn't my kind of comedy. So yeah, that was a conflict, but again, we resolved it between ourselves. It wasn't like it had to go anywhere else. Once it was done, I was past it anyway. I didn't really take it too hard like that. It was just that I just made my point of, I'm not the one to talk to you like that. And yeah, that was that really. I think any other conflicts that I've had with co-workers, they tend to be, from what I can recall, they all seem to have been resolved amicably. Like, there was never there's never been a need for a mediation as far as I can remember. Maybe I'm wrong, but as far as I can remember or recall, there's never been any terms of mediation. It's just, it's either, all right, you stay over there and I stay over there. We ain't really got to communicate unless necessary. Or we come to an understanding and it was a mistake was made and just keep it moving and it's all right, it's all good. So yeah, that's my scenario or my experiences with conflict with coworkers.
Yeah, similar to your first one where I'd made a proposal to, one of the schools I was working in, and somewhere along the lines, I think they had an idea of me, actually, you know what, you might as well do, not might as well, but okay, it'd be nice if you do some sports and stuff here. And I don't know how they proposed it, but it appeared that I was going to be taking someone's place. And I'm unsure if at the time, whether that person was going to leave or whether that person had an issue with the school. So once word had got around, and I was cool with this person, the PE teacher, do you know what I mean? I don't say I was cool with everyone, but I didn't have an issue with anyone, do you know what I mean? And again, because I was sporty or known to be sporty, more than happy to help with classes and all that type of stuff. When I mean help, I'm just like, support her in some respect, not lead. And when word had got around in some respect, I don't know if she was uncomfortable. And not uncomfortable as in like worried I was going to take her place, but just, where's this come from in some respect? Do you know what I mean? And I just told her, I said, no. I was like, this, what happened is, we had a school meeting. I gave an observation based on the school meeting, and this is what's come of the school meeting. You don't have to remotely feel threatened by myself. I'm not interested in the role, but that's not how it came about. Do you know what I mean? And that was that. And I don't think like I don't know how much she cared before, but she didn't have to worry about anything after that. Do you know what I'm saying? Actually, I ended up doing what it was anyway. They asked me to lead on one of the sport or leisure lessons or what have you, do you know what I mean? And in fact, it probably made her life easier, I think, do you know what I mean? Later on down the line, do you know what I mean? It was a nightmare for myself, actually. But generally speaking, yeah, like simple conversation. And I guess when you're quite comfortable in yourself and you know you're not doing no wrong, you can have those conversations. But I've experienced stuff where like, you don't know what the fuck is going on. I've had issues with, one issue with a woman, I think, in school before, or in a school, or I've said school anyway, in a workplace. And I've just not known how to deal with it, because actually this person was the aggressor. Do you know what I mean? It's like, yo, how do I deal with the woman being the aggressor? Because if I then, like, do you know what I mean? What do I do or what do I say? And also, I don't even know what was going on. I didn't know, do you know when you don't know how we've got here? Because I've not said anything to you, I've not had any real dialogue with you, et cetera, et cetera. Do you know what I mean? So it made no sense to me. Do you know what I mean? And it was only until I left that I felt at ease, actually. Do you know what I mean? And in fact, other people who I knew, there's a couple people who were around me who knew, and they could see I was uncomfortable around that person. So it was almost now at a point where she was clearly the aggressor. But actually, how it come out was that I was the aggressor. When I, do you know what I mean? It was very weird and complex.
So how was it resolved when you left? Or did it?
Yeah, never seen that person ever again. Never seen that person there again. Never. And it's mad actually, because I think someone tried to invite me to a party and I think she was going to be there, and I thought, I'd rather not see this person ever again. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And not that I was scared, or is like, if you're going to be in that company, like, I don't want to be around the energy. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's the happy birthday, but like, I'm not coming. Yeah.